Let's have a break. Thank you.
This is tape number 2, November the 24th, 1996.
Well, fortunately, I don't see that we lost so many people simply because I tell you truth. I would like to know if Ed has sent anything. Ed isn't feeling well either. So, did he send anything, Nori, to be read?
No, he did not.
Okay. It's a little difficult when part of our team is off one place and part is here. You're being hit very, very hard here in this valley. I don't know anything to tell you to do other than attend yourself. Just try to get over it. There was just some discussion about hydrogen peroxide. Sometimes this will clear it up if you can handle 38, 40, 45 drops in a day. If you take this cold, just out of the blue, 35 drops of food-grade hydrogen peroxide at either 35 or 50% is going to make you sick to your tummy. And you're not going to feel good for a while. But if you could go to bed after you take it, and maybe a little fruit, I believe banana was mentioned, and that's true. I don't think you would want an acidic fruit like orange or grapefruit. But pineapple might be all right. I prefer you go with the colloids, and then you don't have to worry about hydrogen peroxide making you ill. But put plenty of hydrogen peroxide in all of the fluids that you intake, because most of these are now being carried either in water or blood-sucking insects. And these insects do not have to bite you. They can have their own mites, which will also carry the infecting organism. So you're just going to have to go with whatever is happening to you. And I'm sorry, just to please my enemies, we are not going to stop producing our products. I'm a little sorry Dave isn't here today, because we talk from time to time about pushing some of these products. And yes, they're the best on the market. But no, we're not going to push them. I mean, just handling it the way we handle it without going out there, we are forever in trouble with the Canadian border holding shipments until they... It's the ecology of the products that you may be using. Yucca is in short supply. Spring horsetail. Even aloe vera, except that in the United States, aloe vera is now grown as a crop. And that's fine. Your prickly pear cactus is grown as a crop. But yucca, when you dig up that root, it only flowers every other year. And you are only using the root system, so you can't harvest yucca and have it restore itself rapidly like these other crops. So if you're going to go for a surfactant, except the way we use it, as simply as a surfactant to break down the cellular wall, so that in hundreds of gallons we're only using a tiny pinch of yucca root. And they use this same yucca for making foam in root beer, commercial root beer and things like that. But there are commercial surfactants that we can utilize that are also food grade. But now, with the focus on vitamins and minerals and where you get these herbs, you have to answer a whole plethora of questions to satisfy the customs officials at the borders. I don't know just what we will do. If it becomes too big a headache, we just will have to stop shipping out of country. And when your own friends supposedly are turning you in, it is such a hassle, who gives a damn anymore? And why should I struggle and make our people that produce these products, who are already overloaded, to go ahead and continue to produce in the face of the enemy battering you to death? It isn't worth it. But no, we're not going to stop. We've got to get a remnant through. And I don't think truly, no matter how many times you say to yourself, well, I really believe this must be who he says he is, and, well, gosh, we really don't have a church here. I don't know why we put up with it nor why we come. I'm curious, and I'm trying to make up my mind. Some of you at some level are so sure that it becomes an emotional issue. Others, well, I don't know, and those other people seem right when I'm with them, and then you seem right when I'm with you, and maybe God wouldn't yell at me. And then a real good one that we used to get a lot was, my guides don't yell at me. Well, then I'm not impressed with your guides. Because if you can't get passionate about something, if you're always just, anything is okay, you're not going to change anything. At least, if I'm going to participate, I'm going to be passionate about it. And if that means I'm going to get up on the third step, it may be hard on her, it may be hard on your ears, but I'm going to get right up there. Because we're not talking about afternoon tea. We are talking about the destruction of a planet. And you got Hail, Bob. Bebop. Bullshit, Bob. You have Herculobus, the planet of bitterness, leaving its trail, and they're calling it Hail, Bob. In your solar system. Now, guess what? Pay attention, everybody, because now all of a sudden there is this thing three times the size of Earth traveling with Hail Bop, bebopping along, you know, rocking and rolling. And we sure are. Well, it's sort of a vapor, it may be metallic. Well, I mean, come on. What happened to the Mars probe? We're traveling with that thing. Because until it enters your atmosphere, it can be diverted. Now comes the hard part. We have to decide when to divert it or when to follow the orders to leave it alone. And when it gets close enough, we either have to get our people off or you're going to have to be making enough of a turnaround, people, to warrant diverting it. Because it is so big that when it hits, it is going to really, really blow you away. You're already shifting on your axis. Already you cannot locate in the proper places in the sky even your moon. Nobody seems to notice. Where is Venus? It's a different spot every night because we move. And you've been looking at spaceships for so long, you don't even know where to find Venus, and it is not where Venus is supposed to be because you have tilted, not the solar system. So we have several things to consider. One, what happens if it shifts or you are struck by debris? We have to consider being an island here and small pods everywhere. People starve to death in ordinary famine times. Who's going to go grow you something to eat? God will take care of me? No, He won't. He'll take care of your soul. But your belly can get very empty. And the distractors are always there. Always there. And as the magnitude of our mission grows on you who really move into reality with us, understanding that no matter what the projects are, they will be separate business projects. There's not going to be any magic. You have to go right through the Downtown Planning Commission and get permits and permits and permits. And I'm a little tired of it. I'm just a little tired of it. You know, one's come in and said, "Oh, sir, please use me. I will do anything. I will never go away." Oh, I really love that. With Blinston and Cleary. They'll even take your money and you can support them and they will give you a contract. And then when you even have something to offer them, like a $10 billion contract, to go and take care of, I don't even want to speak to them. Kiss off. Well, I'm going to kiss off these people, but they're going to get kissed off with a big, long bill for services rendered. It is not acceptable. All of you want from God. All you want from God. God, please this and God, please that. When nobody even keeps their word. And these got to experience something on Friday that they will hold in their heart forever. They had to sit with a major player. Major, across the table and come to an understanding that no contract in the world is going to do anything like that handshake and my word. If you cannot function on your word and my word, there is no contract. If you have to exact from me after I have said something, my name on a piece of paper notarized, you know that you can anticipate legal proceedings against you sometime, somewhere. And if this world cannot come back to that kind of a handshake being your word of honor, I don't know why you would want to be in it. When the quality of life has deteriorated to the point where this particular man's life has deteriorated, he is scared to death for his family because in these other countries, dear ones, abductions are not foreigners or aliens. They are kidnappers who want millions of dollars or kill your kids. So this particular person, his family, lives in a prison. 17-foot electrified, fenced-in prison. So it's really not worth having your name on every building in Belgium or somewhere, is it? To get your ego stroked. The only intelligent way to handle business is to diversify so much that nobody ever heard of you. And isn't it nice we passed that test? And likewise, if you tried to find out anything in the other direction. But it will be for that reason that these people will do business with us. Because we will keep our word explicitly. And we will protect their privacy explicitly. And it's not easy. And God love Court Christie. He is going to earn his way in pure gold for the time he has utilized in learning everything he could. You have to utilize the laws that these same people that you might consider evil make for themselves. And you have to function in the biggest sin city there is in the world. But if you can learn, you don't break a single law of God or man. But you use every one of the items available to you. And then you will understand why all of the rest of this is trivial garbage. But it is a total distraction to your daily just get through today. I have a big job to do. If I can just get rid of this trashing for a day. That's what's wrong with these lawsuits. And what these idiots on the opposition side have done is lump themselves into little personal vignettes, little cells. But they have gone and attached themselves to each other. So that when this begins to fall apart for them and it ends for us, they are absolutely in criminal violation and the district attorney's coming after them. And at that point, there will not even be any way that you can help them. And yet, I don't know why you put up with it. How can you tolerate this sort of behavior over the welfare system when Ants took from welfare a couple of $1,000 a month? On top of what he was paid. And then he takes his corporation and he dumps it. I just don't understand you. What is it? What is it? Can't anybody see that if you destroy your institute, you destroy yourselves. I get passionate about it. I get passionate about it because I'm sitting in the edge of your solar system in full view with an ultimate decision. Do I allow the destruction of your planet as a whole? I am repeating, the craft itself, my craft, is twice to three times the size of your earth. If I bump into you, you're in trouble. And I won't even feel it. And you see, we don't have to even do it that way. Everybody better go back and read Childhood's End. They didn't take the blow-up route. They took the phase-out, disintegration route. And I'd like to be able to find time to get around to discussing those things with you. Because at this point, we're not going to be very crowded. But you see, it isn't that simple. And God always allows. And all the while, you have to keep living while you wish you could make other plans. And I know that everybody thought and feels, oh, how wonderful. We can just get together and have potlucks and sing songs. And I'm hurt. I am desperately hurt that it isn't that simple. And I am doubly hurt and wounded that we cannot provide enough that the ones who really want to be here can be here. But if we do not value what we are able to offer and acquire, then are we wrong to ask those ones who do not like us, do not trust us, to take from us? But you know what? That alternative side over there plans fully to blackmail you on any tiny outstanding thing that you may have done wrong or not done, as in the case of the IRS. Will you be too afraid to come down? I think that one's funny. Other ones who have come against people like George Bush are long, long, long ago dead. You lose your safety the minute you walk away. Because I will repeat to you what the master teacher said. If you deny me, I will deny you before my Father who sent me. And I no longer have to worry about your little ass. At this point, I do. But we're going to get it straight right now. I'm not here as your spiritual goody two-shoes. I am here on a mission that says I must present a survival mode for a remnant. And that remnant is going to be in Africa, in Europe, in Scandinavia, in Asia, in China, and Malaysia. And can I do it? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you are going to do it with me. We are talking about spiritual truth with Creator, not some religious preference. Go to your clubs if you want to and have that social interchange and leave us out of that. I know God, and that's enough, because I will not even bend His laws. And for your sakes, I won't even bend yours. I don't have to. And I don't have to touch a hair of their henny-penny little heads. They will butcher each other just like they are butchering you, who trusted them just to share an evening's meditation and chit-chat over a punch cup. And it's taken me a long time just to get through this particular thick head that's sitting in front of you. She's injured by this. It's sometimes a very lonely route. And now you're going to send some more of my friends? Friends? Friends don't do this. Let's just renew our old friendship. What friendship? friendship. So we end up splitting one pie instead of six. Will you have lost friends?
Just wait.
The real pain is going to come when they do name some of you. And I don't want to insult Paul, who just shared. But Green has told them that was a prearranged visit that he had with you. Man, that man cannot only not tell the truth once, he cannot tell the same lie twice in one breath. And the judges know it. And yet it goes on year after year after year. And it just befuddles me. I cannot understand it. Even if I know what's happening, it's very difficult for me to absolutely comprehend this sort of thing. And yet these were the lessons allowed to happen so that you will have a law center. You will have ones who know how to run business. And you're going to know what God is. And as long as you hold your position, you are safe in your physical form, at least from your enemies. And there are going to be some long eternities for some people who are very, very close to making that transition. And yet I see no way to touch their hearts enough to make them listen. And they stayed with us for a long time, I guess lying all the way. But when you lie to yourself, people, you've made the ultimate error. Because once you are locked into that lie, you can't extricate yourself. Now, is there anything anybody would like to talk about? It's been a while, and there must be some questions.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to ask this question.
For a friend of mine, he was wondering, he had a recent knee surgery and had some plastic parts and metal parts. And he was wondering if there was a problem with taking hydrogen peroxide internally for this type of an operation.
No. There's nothing wrong with that. You might want to be a little bit careful at what time and how you take it so that it does not interact with any kind of medication that may be offered at the same time. I really advocate Gyacol, Oxysol, with addition of a little gold. You see, when we colloidalize these substances here, we also move part of that colloidalizing process into and with the use of titanium electrodes so that you have boosted the frequency. And that's what hydrogen peroxide is doing. It not only is an antiseptic, but it also is a frequency enhancer. And we treat everything that we do, we add hydrogen peroxide to it. Now, it will convert itself in one of our processing of Oxysol, you start with just food-grade hydrogen peroxide, and then the things that we do to it, it has a catalytic reaction that completely changes its composition. It completely forms a new element. But that is excellent. And certainly if you have open wounds, then by all means swab them down or put packs of Guaiacol on them to keep infection away, because infection is what gets you anymore. And every known bacterial microbe has a possibility and a probability of bifurcating or joining and mutating with a virus that is absolutely manufactured, made with the DNA structure to specifically cross. And then it becomes a singular, very specific DNA structure to any given host. So be very careful. And at this point, our titanium product has a frequency higher than anything you've got. Now, we do have some interesting material that I have turned over to Bob James. We have from Australia, although it is U.S. material and apparatus. So it is known how to do this. But if any of you have seen the old Rife material where you have the Rife microscope and you can see the moving organisms and blood cells in their live state, and you see that means that all you're doing is using magnification and light. And then into that, you are introducing frequencies that are built to match or exceed whatever it is you're trying to explode. And I'm sorry that I didn't think about it before this meeting. We would have gotten at least the tape back so that you could see it. Part of the reason that I haven't pushed it is because there's only a portion of it that is of much interest, because the second half is how to build this apparatus. And it's more just, you know, a jigsaw puzzle of Tinker Toys, what you have to attach to what and what kind of equipment. And since Bob James built Rapsomonicus equipment and chair and frequency systems in Nevada some years back, the man is now in England, I believe. These are not necessarily unlawful. It is just that the government will shut you down if you try to use this on the basis of it's no good, it's unproven, it's all of these things. In other words, they come and take away from you anything that works. And this is, once again, why we don't push any of our products. I brought those products to you specifically. You've got to have the DRIAs if you are ever going to program anything, because they are the original, the original DNA life cell. And for hundreds of thousands of years, they were removed from your planet. And still look at the damage that can be done with simple DNA tampering and genetic tampering. But I would like to share those. The earlier tapes will show the explosion of these little, you know, as these erupt. They will, these, after being in the frequency, they will swell, kind of like a balloon, very slowly. But then it does something to their cellular structure in the walls, the cell walls themselves. And then you can watch them extrude themselves and become particulate. And then you can see the white blood cells of your immune system come and begin to absorb those little particulates so that they cannot reform anything. And it is like watching life. And I know that you would find it fascinating, and we will do that. But you must take extreme caution. Hospitals are places where you get infected. So be careful. And if something is not working, try some of these outrageous things that the doctors will tell you is nuts, like hydrogen peroxide. How nuts can you be to kill the bugs in your water? And that's what it boils down to. But we don't want to push things like that to the point that they take hydrogen peroxide completely off the market and you can't get it. We have to use our heads. Already they have passed laws in Europe to shut down health food stores and completely, completely control food supplements. Well, you better start getting just enough of a collection, because when they close them down, I'm going to tell you how to colloidalize your own vitamins. And then it doesn't take much quantity, you see, of a vitamin tablet that you take internally, even chelated vitamins. You're using only 1% or less of that whole tablet. You just aren't able to assimilate it. And the rest just goes. With a colloidal suspension or solution, you utilize 100% of what you put in your body. It's already, and by the time we get through with it, we've already programmed it to the human cellular structure. And we did that with the additives that the guys put on the spelt. We'll see how that works. But we programmed it to spelt, to its own variety, and then we added everything that God would send to that plant if it had a perfect, perfect environment. So our research farm is becoming exactly that. And we've got to get farther down the road. We've got to study how it responds, how much moisture is going to be required to have a perfect growing environment. Because you're not going to have perfect growing environments. And it's really sad when you're trying to do something and, confound it, you even get fish emulsion brought up. Somebody you know will almost give it to you and come and spread it. And the next thing you have is a environmental pollution sent down to try to stop you from using it because it smells bad. And I want some of you, please, not to let these balls drop. These reports are being made by your adversaries right up to Stallion Springs. And then you go and you say, who turned this in? By law, you have a right to know. You don't make 911 calls frivolously. You'll have to get a subpoena, they say. Now, just who works and chums with the sheriffs at Stallion Springs Resort? And who knows her own old address very well? And they just smile at you. They know you know that they know. And you let them do it. Anyway, we will share that part of that tape when we get it back. It's extremely technical on the back end. Actually, it isn't extremely technical. It is boring. I mean, this man tells you every nut, every wire, you know. That's boring to most of you. And how many Rife apparatuses do you need around? So let's always use our head. I killed that subject. I'm sorry. It's perfectly fine if this person wants to take hydrogen peroxide. In summary, in conclusion.
So we'll get any rust on the metal parts, is what you're saying.
Right. However, if it rusts, that's very good. That's iron oxide. And every one of you are a little deficient in iron.
Well, that's what he was concerned about. He's been using these therapies and colloids for some time, and the recent surgery, he was concerned about any problem with the any reaction or anything like that. So that's good to know, and I'll pass that on to him. Thank you.
With the colloid, you will have absolutely no reaction to any drug therapy that you're having, antibiotic or otherwise, either. It can only enhance it. You cannot overdose on a colloid. You can overdose on hydrogen peroxide to the extent that it can burn topically, and you don't want that. On the other hand, your stomach's pretty sturdy, so just use intelligence. And be prepared to feel a little queasy, because it doesn't make you feel good. And therefore, I just back away from hydrogen peroxide. And always, anytime you're taking heavy dosages of any of these things, keep your flora up. All of these things, including hydrogen peroxide, will wipe out your intestinal flora. And if it gets completely out of balance, you're going to be as much in trouble as you are from negative bacteria, except that it will not be a disease. It'll just make you feel like, you know, you will absolutely lose your energy. You will feel sick. So you're going to have to give attention to replacing that flora. Does anybody else want to ask anything?
Yes, Commander.
Please.
Regarding Hale-Bopp / Herculobus, what kind of a time frame are we looking at before you...
Brent, I'm sick of this. He tried that on me on Friday. They want some sequence.
Well, there is a expected time, you know, from the Earth scientists are talking about March, April of 97. And I wanted to know is
but that... the thing that they aren't telling you is it hasn't moved an inch since they sighted it. Other things are happening, but it hadn't moved. It's parked.